Why don't we get the show on the road? Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome to another session of 15 Minutes Live Podcast. 欢迎我们通勤家族再次来到周一晚上九点钟的 15 Minutes 通勤学语直播室。All right, give yourself a round of applause. 星期一的 Blue Monday 晚上都可以持续的来继续来上我们的这个直播室哦，来这边挑战自己练习口说，然后或者是呢可以边听边陪伴你，可能现在在加班等等的都很不错。欢迎我们通勤家族。And if this is your first time with us, 如果你是第一次才参与我们的直播室呢，没有听过我们的呢，我们直播室的人呢，可能不知道，其实通勤学英语呢是一个 podcast， 然后我们从 podcast 的做出发，然后做英语学习，然后标榜。提倡用最自然的方式去学习英文，也就是我们从听说开始，然后让大家呢，给大家创造这种双语的生活，在生活里面呢，尽量多听还有多说，然后呢，进而呢，我们现在已经发展到就是有节目企划呢，我们现在在 Clubhouse 上面呢，跟我们的通勤家族，也就是我们的广大的通勤学英语 Podcast 的朋友们。一起在这边做互动哦。那其实还有很多很多我们通勤家族。A lot of our listeners are listening out there, maybe with their kids, maybe accompanying their family, maybe, you know, working overtime, whatever it is, they are tuning in to this podcast. And what we will do tonight is we will take this live session and we will edit it a little bit so that all the podcast listeners out there can also join us andJump on this journey with us to learn English the most natural way. Right. So, to get the show on the road, first off, you guys know that we have a new segment. 我们现在有个新的时段呢，就是呢，在大家知道我们是 podcast 出发的以后呢，大家就知道说，其实台湾的 podcast 元年之后有很多很多很多很有趣、很多元的 podcast 在台湾哦。那我们现在呢有一个时段呢，就是来邀请我们的 podcaster 朋友们来介绍他们的有趣跟多元的节目。那今天晚上呢，我们要欢迎到，其实呢，这个现在等一下要介绍的这个 podcast 的朋友呢，其实已经也耕耘了很久，然后呢，也他的类别呢，也是大家可能应该都有涉略过或听过的。那我们现在就来欢迎我们的史塔克实验室的 Walter。Welcome.
Hello. Hello everyone, this is Doc. And my channel name is Doc Lab. And I will focus on the financial technology. And I introduce the financial side at worst.
Okay.
I will discuss a recent event in the financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I will help everyone to quickly understand the financial trends.
Yes.
And the other side is technology. And
right.
I will promote some computer science knowledge and I will invite my friends from different industries and talk about how much technology will deeply integrate into our life.我用中文大概讲一下。
好啊，史塔克刚刚一开始就爆冲出来，you know, right off the gate, everything in like high level English, fancy English, and we didn't really catch that. 对，史塔克呢，我刚刚有 catch 到一个 keyword， 对不对 ？So two main keywords there: finance and computer science.
Yep, financial technology, and 然后 my major is computer science.
Wow. Yep. Okay. So Stark, you are one of the the top earners in the country, right? CS.
Yeah, CS.
Yes. Are you perhaps in the field of AI right now?
Yes, AI and machine learning.
Wow. Okay. So not just the top earner, like ultra high net worth earner, right? AI is taking off.
Yes.
Right. So, Stark, you wanted to, coming back to what you want to mention. So, do you want to do that intro again in Mandarin Chinese for us?
Yes.
Go ahead.
快速的 quickly 讲一下叙述。反正我的频道就是两个方向
嘛。
Financial technology, 就金融跟科技。Yeah. 那两部分，两个方面我大概都会介绍一下。那金融的部分就是快速的让大家了解一下最近 就是经济 economics 有没有发生一些大事件、
right.
就像是最近那个 Silicon Valley 的事件嘛
SVB、
就是、会在我的频道对我会在频道上讲一下那也会带入我自己的观点那科技面的部分就像最近 ChatGPT 或者什么、
right.
就是突然爆红那我这几年也本来就是想要就是在介绍这方面的东西、
okay.
那也是不希望大家就是看到一些科技名词就被误导了，所以我会邀请，刚刚我有讲，我邀请各行各业的朋友，然后来到我的节目上聊一下，说，哎，现在的科技到底融入大家的职业有多少？所以我会就是有去邀请过医生啊、律师啊、作家等等，反正做各行各业的 ，Yeah， 就这样，谢谢。
All right, Walter, that was a whole mouthful. Yes, you spit through that like a machine gun.这机关枪式的扫射了我们、哦、刚刚这个有很多很多的可以讨论一下、哦、So、我刚刚介绍斯塔克的时候呢是这个有讲到说你的这个类别其实在台湾 very popular right So finance is a popular sector and a popular
I think around the world is popular
I would say yeah around the world is popular but more so in Taiwan I mean if you look at our podcast channels You know, any channels about making money,
yeah.
like stocks, giving stock tips, mutual funds, that kind of, you know, options, that kind of stuff. Those channels are getting the hits, you know, they're getting the views and they're getting the downloads. So it's very, very popular in Taiwan because Taiwanese people are very financially, personally, I think, financially literate, right? People know finance, people know stocks, people know mutual funds.And it's easily accessible for Taiwanese people too. You
yes.
know, like、high school kids I know or college kids already have,、you know, stock accounts. They can trade、on the securities market, so on and so forth. I mean, growing up, I didn't have that. So、it was quite amazing for me to see what,、you know, young people are capable of, what they have access to here in Taiwan. So Stark, tell us a little bit about、why you started this channel, the origins.
You say why I start this channel?
Yeah.、
because on the start, my channel was one topic is my research.
Oh, really?
Yes, I created an intelligent robot, and it will be create an ETF per month. So I was researching this robot, and I published、mm-hmm. my result to my FB, Facebook, and post my Facebook, and...
Wow.
Yeah, and check my...
Okay.
我的验证我的绩效就对了。
Okay, and that's how your podcast started, because it was something you wanted, it was more like a test.
Yes.
Wow. So how long have you had this channel for?
2 years and a half.
2.5 years going.
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic stuff. So when did you, that was finance, right? Then when did you add in the computer science element or the tech element?Was it much later, or was it something you wanted to do from the beginning?
Oh, in the beginning, I didn't do the combine finance. At the start, I combined.
Oh, really?
Is in the education.
Education?
Yes.
As in tech education, computer science education?
Yes.
Oh.
我们中文大概讲一下，因为一开始的时候我的 major, my major is computer science.
Yes.
And my teacher is.在教育界非常有名。那一开始的时候，我是有写过几篇教育的论文的 dance。那后来我是有碰到 financial 的部分，所以就是会比较有更多的兴趣在这边。
Oh,
对，那
I see。
其实前阵子我也有跟蛮多医院在合作，在做一些 hospital 的也是 chatbot 之类的东西，所以我是蛮喜欢从 computer science 去 combine。Different industry, 然后所以我才会邀请各行各业的人就是来到我频道讲、嗯、因为我自己也很喜欢做品、
wow.
对
Wow, so it's a combination, so technically it's you, basically,、
yeah.
right? Everything about you and what you do on a daily basis is in this channel.
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic stuff. So if I'm a first-time podcast listener of yours, 如果我第一次听斯塔克实验室的 podcast, which podcast would you recommend me to start listening from?
Oh.
Which episode?
interesting. 我会觉得，因为我经营很久，但是最近会比较没有时间去邀请我各行各业的人，但是可以往前听，我会讲很多，就是会去讲很多，就是每个行业他们在科技上的应用，所以大家可以去点一下，说哪个职业是你自己比较有兴趣的
啊。OK，
那如果有还在念书的朋友的话，就是偶尔我们也会就是在频道上讲一些有关教育的事，虽然很少。对
，Right。所以这个，所以史塔克没有特别的一集可以跟大家介绍说，哎，从那一集开始听有没有？那你跟我们介绍一下好了，可能有一集你比较有印象的 ，Which one is the most memorable？
我觉得有很多集都可以听，因为如果对那个人工智慧有兴趣的话，可以往前听我比较之前的集数，比如说人类会不会害怕人工。我们到底需不需要害怕人工智慧这件事情？在一两年就已经谈论过这件事情。
OK，
对，那现在不会把这个结论打掉，就算 ChatGPT 已经就是大家爆红嘛，
right.
对不对？但是这个结论从过去两年多来，就是我的结论就还是一样，就是它就是个 tool， 大家就会需要，
That's just the tool.
对，
yeah.
它就是个 tool， 大家要去接受它，然后去顺应趋势。
Yes, 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 yes.、嗯、fantastic。所以呢，可以大家可以。去史塔克实验室哦，去听看看这个有关人工智慧，搜寻人工智慧那几集来听，然后听看看史塔克的这个专场哦，他的 major 在这边。那诶，史塔克是我记得史塔克实验室也有线上课程，对不对？
哦，对，因为最近就是 Data Science 爆红嘛，那有个语言，程式语言叫 Python， 就是会比较。非常夯啦，所以我在 Udemy 上面有开一门课，就是在教这是程式语言的基础，然后也教大家如何用这个 Python 架一个比较简单的网页，这样子动态网页。
哦、嗯 so it's pretty much a mix of you know your passion in education and then your major as a computer science a major and also what you are doing right now your machine learning AI that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic, fantastic. 那个史塔克的这个线上课程是在哪里？如果有兴趣就是学 Python 这一块的话，
在 Udemy 或者是看，或者是进到我 IG 应该有传送门就可以点过去了。
Okay. So, Stark, have you Googled yourself on on the podcast players? 如果我们今天搜寻史塔克，你有没有试过说是你的 podcast 先跑出来？
还是课程先跑出来，
还是课程对，可能比较多人上过线上课程都不听你的 podcast 这样，
有啦，
或者是
podcast 先出来， podcast 先出
OK OK cool。 所以呢，想要听史塔克实验室的朋友们呢，就喜欢这个 Python 啦，想知道人工智慧啦，相关的 tech 相关的 finance 相关的其实都沾一点边的、哦、然后呢，想知道史塔克其实平时都在都这个 top earner 都在哪里出没，对不对？就可以听你的 podcast， 那就是史塔克实验室。Is it available on all platforms? Technically, it should, right?
Yeah.
是不是都在各大平台都可以搜寻得到，对不对？史塔克实验室
应该是啦，我应该都有上架，
应该都有上架哈。
Platform 都可以，对
对对对。那没有，那找不到没有关系，去 Udemy 也可以找到那个线上课程，对不
对,
对, 对？可以去看一看。好，大家有兴趣的朋友们呢，就当然可以去听史塔克实验室。那等一下呢，史塔克也可以如果有空的话，没有太累哦，因为工程师嘛，对不对 ？AI 工程师一定很累，最近被超爆了，对不对？
Yep.
好，每次进 ChatGPT， 我玩两下就当机了，就给我 loading failed 对，就一下就玩坏了，就知道说那个 Open AI 的工程师应该很辛苦。这年头，这个 machine learning 跟 AI 的工程师都很辛苦哦，整天被抄爆这样子。
是，
对。那史塔克这个在 The Podcast 这边呢，未来呢有没有什么有趣的要跟会再继续制作跟大家分享的？有没有什么新的企划？今年
哦， oh.
让大家期待一下。
OK， 因为现在的企划会比较慢一点点、啊、那我也是在规划下一波，就是想要访谈的一些职业、嗯、比如说药剂师啊，或者是其他的就是 其他的创作者，其他创作者的部分，因为我之前有就是访谈过音乐制作人，
嗯，
但是歌手或者是比较音乐方面的相对少一点，那其他艺术方面也是陆续有在规划。
Nice，Nice。所以你的访谈都是很多元的哦，所以大家可以听看看哦，就是从一个非常非常科技的科技跟 finance 的角度哦，然后去跟这些很艺术的、很艺术家的这个去冲撞哦，应该是很不错、很不错的这个访谈。我们谢谢史塔克，所以大家可以尽情的去期待史塔克。今年的后续的一些企划、哦、所以记得要去搜寻史塔克实验室，在各大 podcast player 上都可以搜寻得到。然后只要你喜欢 Python 人工智慧或者是 finance 相关等等的，都可以去史塔克实验室搜寻得到。谢谢今天晚上我们 Stark 来跟我们分享他的 podcast。 Thank you very much Walter。 等一下 Walter 也可以如果不太累的话，也可以参加我们的今天晚上的分享啦，齁。
Okay, fantastic.
Yes. So before we get back to the regular program, let me quickly say hi to our friends. Guanqi, Frank, Jai, Veronica, Paying, Cobra, Honce, Jay, Ben, Andy, Wendy, and Henry. How are you guys doing tonight? And let's get back to the regular program. So what are we doing tonight? Tonight we are doing...our regular once a month, other ways to say. 我们今天晚上又会进行我们的换句话说系列，也就是我们的同义字系列、哦、那换句话说，今天你知道 you know, the words that we often use, okay? And this series is all about finding out all the other ways to say that word we often use on a daily basis. 所以平常我们常用的那几句话呢，用烂的那几句话呢，在换句话说戏里面有出现的话，你就可以偷师啦，就有很多其他的这个句子哦，或者是这个词可以偷来用，就换。那其实呢，大家比如说同一个意思的字呢，常用的字哦，你大家可以准备两三个就够了。因为常常换哦，其实大家都觉得你的词汇很多，其实不需要把全部的词汇拿来应用哦。好用的常用的背个两三个差不多了。OK, 然后呢，有兴趣再去延伸的朋友们呢，也可以再去做延伸哦，再准备个2到3个就够。那其实这样子一直延伸下去呢，其实单词量哦，我们单字量一定是会得到非常非常大的成长。OK, so tonight we're going to work on all the other ways to say rich and famous. Rich and famous. Right. And the next question is for Petty. 我们 Petty 老师今天晚上我们要讲 rich and famous。 那我们讲到这个 rich and famous， Patty 老师可不可以给我几个人物让你想到 rich and famous， 让你联想到 rich and famous 的人物， Patty 老师觉得会是谁呢？
那个
rich and famous first person that comes to mind，
Elon Musk。
Elon Musk rich and famous， how rich is he？
Oh， the heavy in the earth。
The richest man on earth. 、
yeah.
Not in the world, on earth. Okay, so famous. What about the famous part? What is he famous for?
Tesla.
Tesla? He's famous for Tesla, not Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
Okay, Twitter 也是啦，对不对？好。
对 对
，是在那互来，他其实，在 Twitter 上面不是他因为 Twitter 老板而 famous， 他是在上面呛别人而 famous， 对不对 ？So he's like you know he likes Twitter a lot， he loves Twitter， and then in the room chat， Paying says 唐老鸭的叔叔 is rich and famous， Scrooge McDuck， by the way， Paying， I grew up with that cartoon， with the three little ducklings， right？So the rich uncle has this vault. 是不是有一个钱库？然后呢，那个唐老鸭叔叔就在钱库里面，在钱里面游泳，有没有 ？Rich and famous. Yes, there we go. His name in English is called Scrooge McDuck. And Clem says maybe Elon Musk is also the most famous and richest person on Mars. Well, technically, there's no other people on Mars. So yeah, he is the only one. And we're still waiting for him to get to Mars. By the way.So he's not there yet. Okay. So rich and famous. 我们今天讲到 rich and famous 哦，这常用的。Oh, he's so rich. Oh, he's so famous. Right? 那最近很有名的、 很有名的天团来到台湾 right? Stark, you're into arts too and musicians? 最近的 famous, 除了 Elon Musk is rich and famous, 我们讲到 famous, 最近是不是有个天团来台湾
Blackpink.
Blackpink, so ultra famous, right? 连外国人都知道 Blackpink 是干嘛的对不对
对
就是不知道 Blackpink 的人可能真的是远古世纪的猿人对不对 Yeah, you've been living under a rock if you don't know how famous Blackpink is. Alright. What about just rich? 我们刚刚 Elon Musk 是 rich and famous, 两个共有的。然后我们讲 famous 就是 OK, Blackpink. 他们可能也很有钱啦可是那个不是重点。But just rich, 不有名可是很有钱。Like who?And Veronica says Warren Buffett, just rich, not that famous. Well, he's kind of famous, but not famous in that way. I agree. I think Warren Buffett, yeah, he's rich. One of the richest men on earth. Yeah, definitely. What about Donald Trump? Is he a rich man? He's famous for being rich. Well, he's not really that famous, but he's sort of rich, I guess. Yes. Who else is rich?
Many...Sports player.
Yes. Okay. So, recently I was trying to explain to my wife because we're playing the World Baseball Classic, right? 那天在看世界经典赛嘛。然后呢，我老婆就不懂 baseball， 然后就跟她解释大谷翔平 Shohei， right? So I had to explain to her like he's the whiz kid, he's a genius, he's this, he's that, right?Anyways, so I googled him up and then I had to explain to my wife, you know, like, you know, how good he is. So guess his annual salary, Stark. Stark 觉得这个大谷翔平一年赚多少钱? I had to Google him up to tell my wife, like, that's what he earned. So that's why he's so good.
5 billion? I forgot it.
30 million US per year.
Ooh.
His salary, that's just his base salary. 一年三千万，那是他基本的。对，其他业配没算，就是球团要给他一年三千万。然后如果有撑过五年，还有 bonus。所以前前后后大概会是三亿多吧。对 ，300 million plus minus.
Very rich.
Yeah.But he's a top talent, of course. He's a top talent. Yes, he's like what?He's like David Beckham from Japan.、
Mm.
Yeah.
Two-way player.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So he's a top talent, right? Okay. So in the room chat, Ting 说 famous 呢还有以前的香港天团草蜢队 Yeah, that's famous for people my generation. I will give them that. 就是草蜢以前小时候超爱的。对现在还是很爱。只是不能你知道就是每次讲到草蜢就会把自己的年龄暴露出来。对。其实他每一首几乎每一首歌我都会唱。That's how I learned Chinese, by the way. 就以前学中文就是这样唱草蜢对。Because it's very catchy, it's easy to understand. Yeah. Paying says, if it's rich, then it's somebody living in the Xinyi district. 就信义区豪宅的人都是 rich people.I guess. Okay. And Jia Yi says, Taiwan 协王张聪元 I suppose that's how it's pronounced. 张聪元协王I think he was on Business Weekly one time. 是不是之前商周有报他就是说什么 Nike Adidas 跟 Puma 都是他的客户等等的 something like that. Okay.And Clem says, Robert Iger, Disney CEO, he's rich. You don't know if he's famous. He doesn't need to be famous. He's the guy who controls Disney, right? He manages Disney. He helped produce all your favorite characters, Bob Iger. Yes. So he's, maybe he's not famous in, like, as in Blackpink famous, but he is well known for sure. 他是在业界是很出名的，这肯定的。Okay, so the reason why I wanted you guys to warm up with that, 大家去想一想 ，rich and famous， 其实我们常用 ，oh he's a rich man，oh he's famous 这样子，然后就带过了。可是其实有很多层次，对不对 ？Rich 跟 famous 它有很多层次。有些人的那种有钱是那种 Scrooge McDuck 唐老鸭叔叔那种很讨厌的那种有钱。然后有一些人就是那种，哎，他有钱，然后又很有气质那种，他就是那种。 银行界很喜欢的那种客人，对不对？ And famous, there are so many differences to famous because you could be famous for different variety of things. You could be famous like Bob Iger, you could be famous because you did a lot, you contributed a lot to society, or you could be famous because you're top talent. Okay, good. So we're going to check that out tonight. First off, we're going to check out all the other ways to say famous. So if you like to say famous or use this adjective a lot, here are some words you can use. All right. First off is the word I just used. Personally, I use this more than famous. I use the term well-known. So somebody is well-known. 他被大家都知道。他并不见得是 famous, 不见得是非梦思，对不对？他可能是 well-known. I like to use this a lot personally. So for example, she is most well-known for her TV work. Here's a sample sentence, right? So what do you say? Who's a lady who's most well-known for her TV work? What do you guys think? Oprah Winfrey, right? She's most well-known for her work on TV. Well-known. Okay. Next, this is a word I personally don't use a lot, but I think it's nice. It's pretty good. Notable. Notable. Okay. So standing out. Somebody who's outstanding, stands out, is notable. So 1998 was notable because the British teams performed badly. All right. So when we talk about something that's notable, that's worth mentioning or worth remembering. Doesn't mean it has to be good. It can be bad too. But hey, it's notable. Okay. That first comes to mind. And next word is also quite used often here, is renowned. Renowned. 大名鼎鼎或著名的 renowned. 跟 well-known 其实很常哦被互换 You can be using this interchangeably with well-known. So if something is renowned, it's very, very well-known. Okay? So the coast is renowned for its beautiful beaches. So Hualien is renowned for its beautiful beaches. Renowned. This is a word that I personally used quite often. Okay, well-known, renowned, very, very close. And next, we've got high profile. High profile. 非常高调，然后常受关注的。High profile. Like, for example, recently, Michelle Yeoh just won a high profile award, right? High profile. 非常高调的奖项被我们的杨紫琼女士赢了，对不对 ？High profile， 所以我们讲奥斯卡呢，也可以讲 high profile award， 它是一个受关注然后非常高调的一种奖项哦。OK， so Michelle Yeoh. Next, example sentence here: The club has signed several high profile players over the summer. 所以呢，我们讲到这个 the club has signed several high profile players。那我们就会想到这个最近的这个足球队嘛，对不对 ？The football club PSG, Paris Saint-Germain. Okay, PSG 呢球队呢，巴黎这个圣日耳曼队。I think that's how you translate it. Anyways, they have signed several high-profile players. They have Messi, they have Neymar, and they have Mbappe. Right. So check out that football club.Next, we've got prominent, 杰出或有名的 prominent, 有其实 prominent 呢甚至于还带一点有影响力的意思 okay, it's very prominent in a specific field, okay, it's very influential in a certain field, 你可以说它是 prominent, okay, so Vincent's family was prominent in the wine trade, okay, 他们在这个红酒的这个领域里面呢，它是非常非常杰出有名，甚至于有影响力的。Okay, so quick recap: all the other ways to say famous, you can think about well-known, notable, renowned, high-profile, and prominent. Okay, we'll come back to what you guys like. So think about it. 所以大家在想，John 老师在分享的时候呢，其实大家可以想一下说，我等一下要怎么样套用这个，我想到 notable 会想到什么人呢，或 high profile 会想到什么人呢，或者是人事物都可以去思考看看。Okay, and that is why we warmed everybody up before we started, okay? And then next up, we've got Rich. 啊，讲到有钱哥，对不对？五集。我们之后呢，我们也会有另外一个 podcaster 朋友来跟大家分享，就是有钱人相关的事情，对不对？ Rich people matters. And, so moving on to other ways to say rich. First word we have tonight is wealthy. If you are rich, you are also wealthy.Wealth 就是财富嘛，那加一个 Y 形容词 Wealthy 就是你有很有财富 OK So example sentence A lot of wealthy people have their own personal trainer So OK Next word Prosperous Prosperous 大家有没有看到这个字是不是很熟悉呢就是过新年的时候是不是那个英文哦，在祝贺的时候 Wish you a prosperous and ayou know, full of fortune, new year. Okay. Prosperous and happy new year. That kind of thing. Prosperous. Okay. So the example sentence, the town is increasingly prosperous. Okay. Prosperous. 就是我们的繁荣。对。富有。富裕。繁荣。Prosperous. Right. And the next word, affluent. Affluent. 非常富裕的。所以呢另外一个有钱人可是不没有比较没有带那种粗俗有钱的那种概念比如说我们就会说 Oh, he's just dirt rich Or he's filthy rich 对不对肮脏到有钱或者是他就是啊，就是那个那种有钱到不行的那种我们就会这样说 Filthy rich or dirt rich 我们也可以这样讲可是这个感觉就有点他不太在意钱的这件事情所以呢比较有气质的说法会是说 affluent就是富裕的 OK 所以以前我们可能在很多字眼里面呢大家就会看到哦 High income earner 对不对高收入的人高收入族群对不对那现在美国呢他们就会比较不会用这么直白的字眼就会说 Affluent groups or affluent population 就比较有钱的所以比较含蓄一点、哦、OK Example sentence Cigarette smoking used to beCommoner amongst affluent people. 所以呢有钱人这个吸烟呢抽烟这件事情呢以前是有钱人在做的事情 among affluent people. Next off, we've got well off. Okay? Well off. Well, if somebody is well off, this is informal. It's not to say somebody is that rich, but somebody is well off.So this person is doing much better than most people. Okay. So my family was quite well off. 所以这个 well off 呢不能说哦他就是有钱像郭台铭那么有钱。可他们家呢其实过得还不错就是 well off. Okay. 过得不错。对。I learned this word recently. 最近学到一个字有人用这个形容词叫过得很滋润哦。And then I didn't understand that. And then I realized, oh, they mean, okay, maybe it's kind of like the person is well off. Okay. 所以可能用滋润是一种解释的方式啊。Okay. 就还不错。Okay. And the slang, 我们还有一个这个口语的俚语哦。就是 loaded. Loaded. 就全身满满的装满满的 loaded. 就钵满盆满啊。So his new girlfriend is absolutely loaded. 这个 loaded 呢大家可能会去想说不对啊我们看电影里面就是 lock and loaded. 诶这个是讲枪哦 locked and loaded, 对不对就是已经瞄准好了 locked on the target and loaded, your bullets are loaded, your ammunition is loaded. 所以你已经装好弹药那个 loaded, 可能是在那种战争战斗的场面里面。But here, we're talking about everyday life. So if you're loaded in everyday life, that means your pockets are full. Your pockets are full. Your pockets are loaded. Okay? 口袋都装满满哦。Alright. So to recap, all the other ways to say rich, if you want to refer to your rich friend, or if you want to refer to your rich family, if you want to refer to somebody famous who is also rich, you can say wealthy. Next.Prosperous, next affluent, then we've got well off, and then we got loaded. All right. Wealthy, prosperous, affluent, well off, and loaded. Right. Okay. Next up, we're going to open the floor to all our 15 Minutes family. 再来呢，我们就开放给我们的通勤家族来举手，来参加我们的分享时间。Next up, we will have the sharing time for you. Please do come up and volunteer if you will. Hold up your hands. I will, by show of hands, you can raise your hands and let me know. And please come and participate. Use some of tonight's words to...Talk about a personal experience, make a sentence, or try to relate to it to your daily life. 来试着呢，用今天晚上郑老师所分享的字呢，来联想到自己的平常的生活，来造句也欢迎，或者是诶，创造自己的小故事，或分享自己的小故事也可以的哦。好的 ，By show of hands, please raise your hands. 我们欢迎今天晚上的。Volunteers. Hello, you guys. And let me say hi to our 15 Minutes fam. Connie, Yong, Hui Ling, Mei Fen, DB, Eric, and Ella. Hello, hello. Good to have you guys. Please come and join us. Molly, yes. And who else? Come on. We need two more people. Right, let's get two more. We've got Alex, we got Molly. Let's see if you guys are...up for it. And Huai, we got Huai, and let's see who else. Just need one more person. Alrighty. Just come on, one more. Okay, I'm going to send out a few invites, see who's gonna come and join us. Alright, I just need one more. Okay, so while we wait for the one more person, oh, here comes Payne, fantastic. Great stuff.Quickly want to say hi to Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello, John.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
You're doing good? Fantastic. And yeah. Tonight, rich and famous. Who comes to mind when we say rich and famous?
Yeah.
Who comes to your mind when we say rich and famous?
Well-known.
You think well-known person? Yeah. Give me a person that...When we talk about rich and famous, give me a person that comes to your mind.
Zhang Zhongmou.
Morris Zhang, Mr. Morris Zhang. Yes. Okay, so keep that in mind, Alex. We'll come back to that because I want you to use Mr. Zhang as an example somewhere. Okay, let's see if we can do that. Good job, Alex. And then let's move on and quickly say hi to Molly.
Hi.
Good evening, Molly. How are you?
Like a good Monday, blue working day.
Yes. Are you off work or are you still at work?
Still at work.
Still at work? Oh my gosh.
Yes. We got too much work for recently, so I'm still working.
Thank you for joining us while you are working. Yes, it's already 9:45. Oh my gosh. Okay, Molly, so we won't keep you here for too long. All right? You're hanging there.All right,
okay.
So give me a rich and famous. When we talked about rich and famous, who comes to mind?
Like a movie star, like a Brendan Fraser, and like a Benedict, like something else.
Oh, okay. So rich and famous for you would be Hollywood stars, like Brendan Fraser, who just won the Oscar, and then, of course, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Okay. So see, everybody's got their own different version of rich and famous, right? What it means to them. Good. So Molly, keep that in mind. We'll come back to you in a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. Hello, Huai. Yes. How are you doing, my man?
I'm doing fine.
Perfect.
Mr. John.
Yeah. How are you doing, Huai? I see that you've shared a lot of your recent updates with us. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. Good luck with your F1 interview and I think I-20 and all that. Sounds like some paperwork, but you'll do okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So, Huai, when we talk about rich and famous, what comes to mind? Or who comes to mind?
When it comes to rich and famous...I think the one who, Elon Musk and people like him,they are rich and famous.
Okay. Right. Would you consider, in your view, would you consider a person like Jack Ma also rich and famous?
I don't think so.
Okay, right. The different level of rich and famous. He's been around. He hasn't been around for a while. Okay, that's okay. So who I keep that thought. Okay, so you're gonna work on Elon Musk for us using Elon as an example. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Who I. So we'll come back to you in a bit. Moving on, we got Paying tonight. Hello, Paying.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening, Paying. Okay, rich and famous. What comes to your mind?
Oh, same to who I, such as Elon Musk.
You can't use who I's Elon Musk. That's his example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to pick a different rich and famous.
Yeah, I know. First jump up my mind some business, but I would like to say somebody different.
Okay.
Because we speak to F1. F1 is different for me, the Formula One drivers.
Okay.
So I would say Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton is rich and famous. He is rich and famous.
He is rich and famous.
He is rich and famous, and he has put his name on the map in F1 history, right?
So,
Lewis Hamilton.
Rich and famous.
Hands down. Yeah, rich and famous, for sure. So keep that in mind. You will use Lewis Hamilton as an example.
Okay.
We'll come back to Alex now. Alex, yes. So, Alex, your favorite rich and famous word tonight? Any other ways you want to use rich and famous? Or you want to tell us a personal experience? That's all okay with us.
I want to make a sentence.
Okay, good. But remember to include your example person, right? Your Mr. Zhang.
Okay.
He's rich and famous, right? Try and include him in your sentence, okay?
Okay.
Good. Go ahead.
Mr. Maurice Zhang is well known for Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing.
Very good.
Company.
Yes, fantastic. Yes, Mr. Maurice Zhang is famous for that.
Yes. His company has signed several high profile in the world, over the world.
Oh, TSMC is a high profile company in the world. Yes, you can say that for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make another.
Oh, go ahead. Of course, feel free.
I think somebody, some classmates in my class, some of their families are well off.
Yes.
Well off.
Got it.
And some of their families are wealthy.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes, Alex. Some of your classmates' families are well off, and while the others are wealthy. What else?
Yes.
Yes. Good.
And some families are something so.
Come again.
Something so.
Some of them are middle lower class. Middle lower class.
Yes.
Yeah. Or middle lower households. Yeah.
Yes. And I think however, their family are rich or poor.
Yes, we cannot look down on anybody based on their wealth, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you do. We shouldn't look down on people based on their wealth, based on their wealth, looking at their wealth and then judging them, or we can say look down on them.
Oh,
okay. Good job, Alex. Okay. Pretty good. That was a complex sentence that you're trying to come up there. Not bad. Okay. Good effort. Good job. Yeah. So, Alex, you want to go back and make sure you write out all these example sentences and know how you can use them because they can become quite useful for you in your vocabulary, okay? Next, we've got Molly. Yes, Molls.
Hi.
Yeah. So are you going to tell us a personal story or are you going to help us make sentences or you go ahead?
Okay. I think I'm going to share a story.
Cool. About Benedict Cumberbatch and... Brendan Fraser.
Okay, just talk about the star I like.
Yes.
Yes, for the Oscar.
Yes.
And Brendan Fraser is a very well-known actor.
Yes.
And as everyone know, a few days ago, the Oscar, and he got the best actor. And
yes.
I think this movie is very important for people who have to watch because it involves so many controversial topics because mm-hmm. it makes the gay, a religion,
mm-hmm.
a family. And
yeah.
it's kind of notable topic everybody should just to follow up. And
yes.
I think that's very wonderful movie because it's not very well known in Taiwan for the movie just come up and there's not so many my friends or my coworker they didn't know about this movie and until the he got this award and
yes.
people just start to follow up this topic and he's really good in this one and I think I'm strong recommend for people to watch this movie.
Mm. Yes. A good movie recommendation for sure, Brendan Fraser. Well, I grew up watching his movies. I can tell you he was very high profile back in the day.
Yes, the movie.
Before then. I don't know if you know a movie of his called George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle, no.
Yeah, that was before Mummy. That was a huge hit, George of the Jungle. That was a huge hit because... he made George, I remember as a kid, he made George very relatable. He's a nice guy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I Googled the movie, and the movie just published that year. I just got bored.
yeah. So time to go back and follow. Yes. So not to give away too much about my age, but anyways, growing up, Brendan Fraser was very, very high profile because he made, before The Mummy, he made a couple of movies that was, very notable, I would say.
Yes, The Legendary.
Yeah. It put him on the map, but he wasn't Oscar ready, to be honest.
Yes.
He wasn't because he was young, he was blonde, he was just handsome. But at the same time, Keanu Reeves, his speed was... also just as good,
Yes.
So he's a different type of handsome. He's more relatable. Well, Keanu Reeves had the Hollywood hype to him. So it was very, very different back then. And then when he did The Mummy, that gave him a little bit of status there and international appeal. That was not just in the West. It's more international now in the East as well because they also included Jet Li in The Mummy, so on and so forth. And then, of course, it was Rachel Weisz who played alongside him. And that was, he was high profile.
He just does get too popular for people.
I mean, his movies were popular. I mean, you could rewatch. You could rewatch pretty much of all his movies. But as for the rest of the people, for instance, Tom Cruise and all that, it's not easy to make such a high profile movie all the time.
Yes.
So I would say in modern times, I think Brendan Fraser back in the day would be something like The Rock today.
Yes. Got a hit.
Yeah. Maybe most of the movies from The Rock are not number one bestsellers, but they are pretty good. You can watch them again and again and again. And then, of course, HBO will replay them again and again and again.
Yes.
So that was Brendan Fraser for us back in the day. You turn on TV and it's like, oh, here comes Brendan Fraser again. And you are okay with that. And you are okay with that. So today, if you see a lot of The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, you are okay.
Yes, really okay with that.
Yeah, you are sort of okay. So he was high profile for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
It's good to see that he's back in Hollywood. Yes. Fantastic.
And that's really nice, yes.
Yes. So that's a good share, Molly. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
The whale. I haven't seen it yet. I'm very, you know, not drama friendly, because every time I watch drama, I get, you know, I get into it.
I think it's too dramatic for me.
Yeah, I know. I hate movies like that. That made me cry and emotional.
Yeah, this is really emotional.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Molls, for sharing that with us. And good one. Yeah, good share, definitely. And moving on to Huai.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, Huai. So you are the Elon guy. Right. Are you going to tell us a personal experience, or are you going to try and just make sentences with Elon in the mix?
I prefer to make sentences with Elon.
Great. You go ahead.
Elon Musk is renowned for his achievements in technology.
Yeah.
And such as the Starlink.
Mm-hmm. Starlink, for sure.
Tesla. And he also invested in ChatGPT.
Yes, he did. One of the founders, by the way.
And Tesla has become a high-profile company after he set the factory in Shanghai.
Yes.
Due to the production speed in Shanghai's factory, the market value of Tesla has risen for several times.
Mm-hmm.
So he became the most wealthy person in this planet.
Yes.
And due to his achievements in technology, especially in the electric vehicle industry, there are many new technologies has been developed since then, which shown a prosperous scene in the electric vehicle industry.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. So if today we talk about electric vehicle industry or this particular sector, we think about Elon Musk. He's the true driving force behind electric vehicles with Tesla and forcing the world to recognize the need for electric vehicles, for sure. Yeah. So would you say he's wealthy, prosperous, affluent, well-off, or loaded? Or do you perhaps know of any other words that could describe Elon Musk's riches?
Like notable, maybe.
Maybe notable? Okay. But that's more like famous for his name, notable. I like the way you use notable. Yeah, he has notable works in engineering and also in the SpaceX. He had a lot of notable works in the development of SpaceX. But about his wealth. You see, today we use wealthy, prosperous, affluent, well-off, and loaded. Do you think these words describe his wealth, really? He is the richest man on earth, right?
Yeah, these words are so normal.
These words are more for the normal people. But his riches, right? His wealth is beyond the words we shared today. Yes. So sometimes there are words like I shared earlier, filthy rich, okay? Or dirt rich. Like he's just got money. He's just full of money. But at the same time, you can't use that on Elon Musk, because although he's filthy rich, he's also got talent. So, you know, yeah. So that's why the new phrase for Elon Musk is the richest man on earth, right? That's the only way to describe him, nothing else. Yes. Anyways. So, Huai, when are you planning to go over to the US? Tell us a little bit about your application and how you prepared so far.
I've just submitted my application to that university last night.
Last night? Okay. When will you get an answer, by the way?
It took about 2 to 3 days to get my admission email.
Okay. So you're going to wait a couple of days. Very nice. And then what about the paperwork? When do you have to get yourself ready? Before June, I suppose.
Yeah.
Before June.
Okay. It's July. It's a program in July.
Okay. So you probably have to get yourself ready before June, around June, I suppose. Okay. Are you excited? Are you looking forward to it?
In one hand, I'm looking forward to it. In another hand, I'm a bit nervous about it.
Okay. What are you most nervous about?
I'm nervous about the interview.
Okay.
I've never...
Really?
talked with a foreigner before.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's always a first time. There's always a first time. And when you arrive in the US, you will have to talk with a lot of locals. So, yeah, it won't be the last. Yeah, don't be nervous about it. You'll do okay. Just be yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Yeah.
All right, Huai. Thank you very much for sharing with us tonight. And moving on, we got Paying next. Hello, Paying.
Hi.
Yes, so Paying, personal story, or are we going to make sentences tonight?
I prepare Lewis Hamilton's story.
You did?
Yeah, I try to mess them
okay, because, good.
Because I'm not wealthy or not famous. I'm not well-known anything, so I don't have my personal story.
Well, you must know a lot of wealthy people, or you are wealthy in different ways.
Yes, I don't know.
Wealth in different regards, yeah.
But I can try. I would like to try make some sentences
cool.
with Hamilton's story.
Yes, go on. Yeah. We would love to hear some stories about Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton is well-known or renowned.
Yes.
Yeah, for his excellent driving skill.
Oh, super excellent skills.
Yeah. Although he's not a world champion now.
Yes.
He used his influence to share many positive messages on social media.
Yes.
However, social media is good, but sometimes it's not good. So, however, he got many attacks on social media because other race team fans. So he won the races not because of his driving skill, but an amazing car. So they leave some bad messages.
Okay. So we also say on social media, these people who leave, who leave hate messages like "I hate you, you suck," blah blah blah. These are haters, right? These are haters.
Hate messages.
Yeah.
Haters.
Yeah, haters. Right.
Yeah.
So you know that song by Taylor Swift? You know, haters gotta hate. Yeah, that song. Yeah, haters gotta hate. So, but actually, the real term is trolls. Internet trolls.
Trolls.
Yeah, trolls. 就是像酸民,就是我们讲的 trolls.
Yes.
酸来酸去也是 trolling. So he got trolled by fans of other race car teams.
He got trolled.
Trolled, yeah.
Trolled.
T-R-O-L-L-E-D.
T-R-O-L-L.
Yes. Trolled. He got trolled, yeah.
Trolled.
Yes, he got trolled. Yeah.
By other
and people get trolled. I mean, people get trolled. I mean, a lot of people also trolled Blackpink over the over the weekend, right, for the concert and everything. So, I mean, it's a thing. That's social media. You got to live with it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, go on. And what else about Lewis Hamilton?
Yeah, I respect all the comments they leave. However, their opinion, he's still a prominent driver.
He's a prominent driver. Yes, till today, he's a extremely prominent driver.
Yeah, he's the 7-time world champion. It's a true.
Yes.
It's on the history. It won't be changed.
Yeah.
And also, Hamilton didn't grow up in a wealthy or even a well-off family.
Yes.
But now, he is very affluent.
He's affluent.
Affluent.
Yes, he's affluent now for sure.
He's affluent now. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Lewis my Hamilton. Story.
Yes. And I think one trivia, maybe I could be wrong, but if I remember correctly, he is also the first British race car driver to win more than like 3 championships. I can't remember. Somewhere along the line, he was also the first Brit to actually dominate the F1.
Yeah, it's really dominant.
Yeah,
in the British.
He's British. Yes.
Yeah.
It used to be the Italians and the Germans.
Yes, like Schumacher.
Yeah. In my day, it was Schumacher. Lewis Hamilton is already way beyond when I followed it. But Lewis Hamilton, for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Great race car driver.
now it's Max Verstappen's world.
You cannot dominate that long. I mean, if you have had already 7 championships, I don't know how many more do you want.
Yes.
Right? I mean, 7 world championships? Come on. You got to give other people a chance too. Time to let go. You can do something else. But to be honest, at his age right now, his last championship was 2 years ago, 2020. Mm-hmm. And that was when he was 36. So at the age of 36 and still winning a championship, that is not easy. That not is definitely easy. A feat. Yes. It's
not easy. Seven, six years.
Yes. So he's a legend now. But again, like with everything today, it's all about the influence. He is, you know, probably, if not more influential than Schumacher back in the day. Yes, he's probably more influential than Schumacher. And he recently received, when did he receive his knighthood? He is now Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Yes. I didn't mention, but Sir Lewis Hamilton.
He's Sir. Yeah. He's not a doctor. He's not a PhD doctor, but he's a Sir.
Yes.
Yes, for his contribution to British car racing.
Yes.
Right. Okay, fantastic self. Thank you very much for sharing, Ping.
Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic share. A little bit about Lewis Hamilton there. Oh, and Veronica, just in time. Hi, Veronica. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, John.
Hi. Thanks for joining us. All right, so just a quick one. Rich and famous. Who comes to mind?
First of all, hi, everyone.
Hi.
The present, yes, I just mentioned in the room chat is Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett, yes, you did.
Yeah, because he's quite well known and also very fortunate investors in the world.
Yes.
Because he has been invested in many industries and also many companies such as Coca-Cola.
Yes. He's renowned for his shareholding in Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also he invested, I'm not sure if McDonald's or similar company.
I'm not sure about McDonald's, but I know Heinz.
Heinz. Oh, yeah.
Heinz, the ketchup company. He's one of the major shareholders. Yes.
Yes. So he is a very low profile person.
Yes.
And he doesn't show up in any events or occasions. No, not many. Yeah.
Yes.
And also he always has someone else like a spokesman to speak for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but a lot of investors.
Yes.
Take his investment as a reference.
Yes.
Yeah, as a advice. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, highly recommended, and also even some of the publishing is not by his not by his writings, but but still a lot of people take that as a reference and also like a Bible, investing Bibles.
Yes, yeah. That's Warren Buffett.
Yes.
His nickname is the Oracle of Omaha.
Yes.
Yes, the Oracle of Omaha. Right. So he's been around for a long, long time. He is 92 years old.
Yes, very long life.
Yes. Almost a century he's seen the development of mankind. So... He's been there, done and done that. He's been through a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Veronica. Very, very nice. And do you know the name of the company Warren Buffett built? Not an easy word. Not an easy name. Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah.
Yes. So the first time I heard it, Anne Hathaway was not popular. Was way before Anne Hathaway. And then eventually I was like, oh, Berkshire Hathaway, and then there's an Anne Hathaway. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I wonder if Anne Hathaway was you know, related. Maybe. You know, when she did that movie with the Princess Diaries, and then, you know, and I went and Googled, and I'm like, you know, are they related in somehow, like somewhere? But no, yes, just happens to be the same last name. Anyways, yeah. So Berkshire Hathaway. Right.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Veronica, since you mentioned when you talk about rich and famous, and Warren Buffett comes to mind, and so I take it that you are into finance personally. Mm. You like investing?
Not really.
Because, or did you read up on his autobiographies?
Oh no! Actually, I have some. I have a few books about him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's why, and also a lot of my friends and yeah. Keep telling me if you want to invest something,
yes,
or want some advice, yes, yeah, just check with Warren Buffett. Okay. Even he doesn't have any publisher.
Yes, and one thing most people read about Warren Buffett is most people look forward to the letter to the shareholders.
Oh yes,
yeah, his letter to the shareholders. People take that as like, I don't know, gospel, if you will. I mean, it's not for people who are Christians, they're not happy with that term, but you know, it's almost like you said, it's like the de facto reference for the year. You know, yes, you want to know what he thinks and his economic outlook for the next year or so, like how he felt about this year. So most people read that to the T. They break his words down. Yes. So his letter to the shareholders every year.
Yeah. And even it's been a long time, still famous, and still a lot of people advise that, suggested that.
Yes.
Read that. Yeah.
So his partner in crime, also very famous.
Oh, yes.
What's his name?
Oh, I forgot his name.
Oh, there we go. Uh-huh. I caught you off guard, Veronica. Yes. Charlie Munger. Munger. Yes. The Poor Charlie's Almanac. That was his the book. I read half of it. I read half of it. I didn't go through it. I'm not very patient with books. But The Poor Charlie's Almanac, definitely.
Yeah, guilty.
Yeah.
I have his book as well.
Yes. We all like buying books. We never like to read books.
We always like to read the cover.
Yes. Right. No, you know what? I go one step further. I just read the abstract at the back. I just read it and I'm like, okay, I've done, you know, been there, done that. Thank you. I read the book. Put it on my shelf, make it look good.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Veronica. Yes. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, Berkshire Hathaway. Okay. No relations to Anne Hathaway, by the way, guys. All right. Okay.
Too bad.
Yes, too bad. Yes, then it's rich and famous, right? You know, Anne Hathaway being famous and also rich at the same time.
Yeah, a very lovely actress.
Yes. One of Hollywood's most favorite actresses of all time, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you very much, you guys. We got Alex, Molly, Huai, Paying, and Veronica who joined us and helped us relate to a person they were they're sort of familiar with that relates to rich and famous. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. And you guys, that's all for tonight. And as usual, please remember to go and subscribe to 通勤学语 or 15minutes.today podcast. You are welcome to Google that up, 通勤学语, or you are welcome to use 15minutes.today as the keyword. And we are available as a podcast. And tonight, the live session will be edited slightly by me and will be available as a podcast this coming weekend, as usual. So guys, please stay tuned and come and join us again next week, same time, same place, on 15 Minutes 通勤学语直播室. 请大家下周一同一时间再来参加我们的通勤学语直播室哦。 那我们YouTube 还有我们Facebook 还有我们现在Clubhouse的通勤家族. Good night and see you next week. Bye bye. 谢谢大家的参与，我们下周再见啦。 Goodbye.